Right, let's take a final look at your sport this morning. We kick it off with football. The group stages of the Africa Cup of Nations is done and dusted with the first of the knockouts kicking off tomorrow. Senegal and Sudan kick off the action at 6 tomorrow afternoon, while Mali and Tunisia follow suit at 9. And then Sunday's fixtures, we'll see Bafana Bafana fight for their playoff spot when they take on Cameroon at 9 that evening. Before that, hosts Morocco kick off against Tanzania at 6 o'clock. And then over to Rugby. Sharks head coach JP Peterson says they need to build on their recent success in their United Rugby Championship clash against the Emirates Lions tomorrow. And the Durbanites have seen back-to-back wins under coach Peterson, beating Saracens in the Investec Champions Cup and the Bulls in the Vodacom URC after a tough start to the season. And despite their recent success, the Sharks are 13th on the log and know that consistency is the challenge.
Two wins does help. It does bring energy. Does bring energy. Does give you, you know, as a group, come tighter. But we also will identify what we work on, which is important for us to grow. Like two wins, it means nothing if you don't back it up. So we want to keep it going. We want to work hard and make the team better.
Coach JP has opted for a full strength side for their Lions clash, which sees the return of Oxenchair starting for Patu Kanyane at loose head. Manu Chituka in the place of Pepsi Putelezi at 8th man. Chituka joining Ganyani on the bench. And Apelele Fassie at 15 for Hakim Kunene in the final swap. Their clash tomorrow at Kings Park will kick off at 3:30. And then in the other fixtures in the URC tomorrow, Munster look to close their two-point gap at the top of the URC table when they face Ulster. The DHL Stormers are still unbeaten after 7 matches in the comp. Will look to maintain that streak in their clash against the Bulls in a North-South derby at 6 p.m. tomorrow. And then finally, England cricketer Zach Crawley is backing himself to make an impact in the final Ashes test despite a below-par series so far. Now, his opening partnership with Ben Duckett has been largely unsuccessful. Crawley is confident they can be better in Sydney.
You know, a couple of mistakes on my part, a couple of mistakes on his part, and before you know, there's a couple of early wickets, but that's just cricket. You know, you just go about there and try and do the same things that have been successful for you in the past, and I feel like we have done that. It just hasn't quite clicked, but hopefully this week.
And then that test will be Usman Khawaja's last international test after he announced his retirement from international cricket. The Ashes, the last Ashes test gets underway on Sunday. That's it from me for the East Coast Radio Sports Team. I'm Fahida Crouch.